This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About the story we teased last night that he had, which was about government agents, the federal government, using money intended for the poor to buy themselves massages, among other things. So we'll get into that story. Your call is certainly welcome here. And actually, Johnson's with us tonight. He opened up the show with an artist friend of his we had on. Spires is his name. He did some artwork, some triangular-looking pattern. And that pattern was borrowed, some would say ripped off, by a company called Urban Outfitters. They made a skirt out of it. And the artist says he wishes he could be compensated for that, but odds are good that's never going to happen. When I asked the question on our Facebook page, I guess I didn't ask a question. I just said here is the example of what we were talking about on the air. You can actually go to our Facebook page and also Twitter and Google Plus, whatever your preference, and you can see the actual original artwork, and you can see the skirt that it was turned into without the artist's involvement. A couple other comments from you on our Facebook page. Shauna Wegenman says, I think it's just rude. Most likely this company doesn't even know they took his design. From listening to them tonight, this isn't a one-time thing this company has done, and giving the artist some compensation is nothing compared to the profit they've received. Not worth lawyer money, though. Lynette Warren says Urban Outfitters probably bought the skirt pattern from a designer who found Spires' design on the internet, replicated it on material, and made the skirt. If Spires wants compensation, he should seek it from the designer, not Urban Outfitters, who can't be expected to investigate every marking on clothing and other items that they buy. Johnson, you're here tonight sort of taking the side of artists on this one, while at the same time saying you don't think the government is the way to solve this problem with people using patterns without asking permission first. And Ty is on the line with us in Tennessee via Skype. Wanted to make sure you had a chance to get all your comments out, Ty, so go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to address something Johnson said. I agree partially with what he's saying, but I think that the big issue here is whether they claim to be the original artists or not. And there's a way without lawyers that you can prove that you're the original creator of something. You could have somebody take a photograph of you holding your artwork, put it in an envelope, and mail it to a friend or a relative.
Sure.
And that way it's got a timestamp. And then if you go to a court of law, you can prove that you were, you know, you created it before somebody else.
Sure.
Now, if this company claimed that they were the original creators of that work, then maybe he would have, you know, some sort of grounds for a lawsuit. But you would still have to prove some kind of loss, some kind of harm. I think that's really what it comes down to. In you know, libertarian legal framework or voluntarist or anarchist framework, you would have to prove that there was some kind of harm done. And if, in the absence of harm, there's no case, no victim, no crime, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely agree with that. And what I find interesting is that, you know, and it burns in my head a little bit here is whether or not harm is actually being done. Because what I've read, and I've read about these other cases where these little artists who are, they're selling their own products. And then when a big company comes in, and what if the big company is selling the exact same kind of product that the artist is selling? Like, let's say Spires, he's not, but let's say he was selling skirts with that particular design on it, and then suddenly Urban Outfitters comes in and they start selling the same thing, and it does affect his sales. Then what?
Well, then he's got grounds for a lawsuit to claim that he was the original creator.
I don't think Ian would agree with you.
I think that he would have to prove, though, that his sales were actually harmed. He would actually have to prove that there was a connection. You know what I'm saying? That his sales suffered. Like, did he have a certain amount of sales and then they started selling some and his went away?
What do you
see
think?
What I'm saying?
I want to know what you think on this, because I know that you're so staunchly anti-intellectual property. What do you think? If his sales are directly affected by somebody else copying his design, selling the same product, and essentially competing with him in the marketplace by stealing his exact same design and product.
Well, again, I don't agree with the idea that it's stealing. I think it's just copying an idea. I mean, as soon as you put something out there,
they didn't do the work to create that
right
idea.
So this is one part that's sort of important. What we imagine when we imagine a company that produces textiles, creates swatches, is we imagine that they have a process from start to finish, right? Like they've got a person or people that sit in rooms. They've probably got those standy up tilty desks, you know, that are big, the drafters desks, and they come up with patterns and cuts of clothing, and they come up with all this stuff. They're creative people. There's a lot of coffee, and they probably don't have donuts. Croissants. They've got freaking croissants. And these people, whatever they are, they're hip, and I don't even know what the damn name of them is. They're so hip. The fact is these people are coming up with their stuff. They didn't. Somebody went on the internet and just swiped this guy's thing and said, "Well, this is awesome. Let's just color copy this. Bam, bam, bam. Get it out. Get it on a skirt. Find me a nice butt. Put that skirt on that butt. Let's go." It's crude and disgusting.
I think the very last time we had this discussion about intellectual property, one of the major differences between, for example, like just pirating music and pirating music and pirating movies and pirating software and that kind of pirating is that it's personal. It's not like someone's going and selling it. And I think that there's a huge difference between selling and copying something for personal use. I think there's a massive difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because in one case, you are stealing from the creators in that you are, I think, affecting their profit margins by taking sales from that person.
Another question for you on that. Let's say, the original creator has died, should their offspring be given compensation? So should somebody who's running off copies of the Mona Lisa be giving compensation to the descendants of whoever the hell it was that did the
Mona Lisa?
This
is where I would have gone, Ian. It's the best question.
Sure.
So if somebody comes up with a skirt that has the Mona Lisa on your fanny rather than this guy's triangles, which are, you know, pretty, do we have to then, give money to all of Leonardo da Vinci's
I don't think so, because I think that the compensation should be relative to the work.
Well, the other issue, too, is that this clothes company has a greater number of clientele, has more people that it could sell to, whereas very few people may have heard of this artist. So this may actually be getting his name out. If he have a way to prove that he's the original creator, it may increase his sales.
Sure, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Take advantage of it. Sure, absolutely. And I think Urban Outfitters, it would be good of them to, you know, cite who they took the work from
and say,
it's Spires. Here's a link to his website. We're selling this product that we took from this artist, and we're going to, you know, promote this artist because we appreciate what this artist did, and so we're putting it on a product and selling it.
I think that's the appropriate thing to do in a circumstance like this. But again, it may not have been Urban Outfitters who made the choice on this. They probably have vendors that they buy products from.
I think that they bear responsibility for that. I think it's a cop-out, a complete cop-out to say, I work for a fashion industry company. It's not that hard for them to look up and figure out a design. When they take their sources, they take it from somewhere.
Yes,
it is possible for a stock image website or some sort of site where they're sourcing from designs from. There's rip-offs that happen on those sites all the time, too. So it is possible that that happened.
Well, people are concerned about giving creative credit to the originator. That's why we feel like it's a real creepy thing that they've done. It's because the original creator is not getting the credit. That's where it's like fingernails and a chalkboard to us.
Sure.
So that's something that needs to be addressed, too.
I'd like to call it, I'd like to just change it and say, I wouldn't call it intellectual property, but I would call it intellectual work and intellectual effort, and therefore that I think that somebody should be compensated for their intellectual effort and their intellectual work. I don't think that it should be treated like property and that it should be handed down via estate to, somebody who didn't do the work. I don't think that it should be transferable in that way, but I do think that when there is a direct effort that has gone into creating something, that someone should be compensated for the efforts and the work which they did.
it's the creative part that I think, you know, I think intellectual property, the intellectual part, is a misnomer because it's not always an intellectual thing.
Ian, if I create a design for you and then I give it to you and you say, oh, I'm not paying you because I've already got it, is that theft?
Well, we would have had an agreement in advance where I would have agreed to pay you. So, yes, that would be theft if I had reneged on my agreement.
We don't write that stuff down, and Johnson has created
many
stuff
times
for us.
Without any kind of agreement, because that's just trust.
Well,
it's just
normally
there's an agreement involved. More coming up here. Thanks, Ty, for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2234 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want and dial on in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. We've got a webcam and more, all of it free at freetalklive.com.
Dodd-Frank, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they're killing the mortgage industry. But the mortgage minute guy, Roger Schlesinger, has found some ways around these rules and organizations. Private loan sellers are competing directly against the U.S. government, and things look pretty good. Stated income loans are back. These really were less trouble than the traditional mortgages during the housing crisis anyway. So state your income truthfully, obviously, and then get a loan. Rates are great, and it's never been easier to get a loan. You need to refinance, whether you need to refinance or get cash out, call the Mortgage Minute Guy at 1-866-288-0088. Or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 1-866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
We continue here. We've got intellectual property on the table. Designers, Urban Outfitters is this store that, you know, it's an American store. There are 25,000 employees or something like that. Who knows how many locations they have. They are allegedly ripping off is the term that Johnson used.
Sure.
Some would say borrowing. Some would say copying. The artists, work of artists around the world, and giving no compensation, not even contacting the artists, not even giving them credit on their website. Maybe karma's coming back around to bite Urban Outfitters.
Sure.
There's news out there as of yesterday at CBS Money Watch that apparently they are taking a beating in the stock market. They haven't hit their groove. To understand Urban Outfitters, or they've lost their groove, stark admission that it has lost its fashion sense, you might as well start with the bear coat. The much maligned coat is oversized, fuzzy, and has a fake bear's head on top of the hood, and it costs $200. Not quite your style?
If they knock it down a little bit, I'd be interested in that. Look, I just can't do this $200 thing. I think it's pretty cool, but I can't do this.
Haven't seen it yet. You don't know what
it's like. $200? Is it bulletproof? I'm not interested.
The much maligned coat is, again, it has a fake bear's head on top of the hood, cost $200. How about the $189 leather garter belt, a $54
what do you do with that?
Men's floral jogging pants, or the $89
wow.
floor-length kimono jacket?
All right, I'm in.
It might be apparent why one 30-year-old told Bloomberg that he finds the clothes embarrassing. He said, today, I would just look comical if I shopped there. I'd be laughed at.
And or you might look like you're starring in The Matrix.
He said that in 2011. 3 years later, it's clear Urban Outfitters still hasn't found its fashion groove. The CEO said in an earnings call, there's much work to be done for Urban to regain its fashion footing. They lost 9% of their shares on Tuesday alone. The stock has fallen some 25% in the last year.
Yep.
So maybe it's coming back. Maybe the negative karma from all their copying has come back to bite them.
So we had a little debate on the break that I'd like to rehash a little bit because I think it's a really interesting point about this intellectual property thing. And my thought here...
found the bear coat.
Wow, that's terrible.
All right, I'll put a link to it on our Facebook, Google+, and
would
Twitter
you wear that, Mark?
For you.
I love that. Oh, wow.
Hold that thought, Johnson. Yeah. Let's go to Bill. He's in Mississippi in Jackson. Hey, Bill, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WPBQ.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
The copyright thing is very similar to the patent world, and what it amounts to is, if you analyze, especially some of the famous cases, it's down to the biggest war chest and the highest number of lawyers on staff, and those guys win, because
yep.
there are one of the most egregious cases is back in early 1900s when probably the greatest technological genius short of Tesla, and that was Edwin Armstrong, the inventor of FM broadcasting, FM modulation, had his own string of FM stations down around 47 megahertz. He's definitely a pioneer. Well, along comes David Sarnoff, who needs a modulation scheme for his newly developed television, and he just steals it. And, of course, Armstrong... he confronts him and Sarnoff just says, well, sue me. So, and he did. And then, of course, it was nothing, you know, awarded. Armstrong ended up committing suicide, and his Armstrong family finally prevailed just a few years ago, I think maybe 10 years ago, and they won. But, of course, in the meantime, I mean, RCA and NBC and so forth with David Sarnoff just took the modulation scheme, and, you know, they did what they wanted to with it. So it's just a matter of who has the most money and who has the most lawyers. Those guys
it's
are
so
going to win from a practical standpoint.
Yep, the system is stacked, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, first of all, I'm just against the idea of intellectual property, but even if you're for the idea of intellectual property, you're still, in my opinion, better off just ignoring it and moving on with what it is you do best, rather than spending a bunch of time suing people and hiring lawyers and spending money on attorneys. You could be spending all of that time and effort and money bettering yourself, bettering your product, bettering your marketing, or whatever it is that you can do, rather than, you know, just frittering it away on the legal system. Thanks, Bill, for your call tonight. Do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453, but I'm sure there's some lawyer out there that would love to take your money.
Speaking of which, have you ever seen the movie Flash of Genius?
No, what is it?
I can't remember the name of the guy who's in it, but it's a movie about the inventor of the electronic windshield wiper. So essentially all windshield wipers.
Okay.
Windshield wipers that we know today. And he had his technology stolen from him by the Ford Motor Company. And he spent his entire life, I mean, we're talking, I think, 20 years, fighting them in court to attempt to get his design back from them, or to get, you know, to get compensation for it, because he was working with them. And so this kind of goes to the point that I had brought up earlier, is what if you know, as a creative person, do a design for someone, and they don't compensate you for it, and you know, you're working for that person to be compensated, and then they just don't pay you, you know, and they already have your design. Is that then theft?
Yeah, if you're under an agreement with somebody.
But what if
you
just, you know, you're working with them under, you know, past sort of expectations, and you don't have an agreement because you trust or get into a situation. I mean, obviously it's stupid. I get that it's stupid, you know, to not have an agreement and to not necessarily work with someone. But maybe you want to just have you want to be flexible.
Well, you're
still
showing
especially first. A lot of liberty people, you know, want to be have that kind of flexibility and not have to worry about legal documentation and contracts.
Oh, I agree. I agree. There's the. I mean,
oftentimes you'll find photographers will show you something that says like proof across the face, right?
Right.
Before they even talk to you about pricing.
Right.
Like they just want to say, they want you to look at it and want it, and then we can talk about how much you're going to pay
right.
for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with a company, however, they can, if the design is important to them, you can say, hey, look, this is sort of similar to what I'm talking about here or whatever, and, you know, they can just swipe it.
We'll come back with more here in moments. You can share your thoughts, your answer for Johnson's question of, you know, what if you don't have an explicit agreement? What if you just have a long time history of working with somebody and then they screw you at the very end? Is that theft? 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I'd say there's an argument that it is. If you've created an expectation, I guess. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you're invited to our website. We've got a lot of features waiting for you there. Got the mobile site. For those of you who have a smartphone, you like quick access to the live streams and the podcast, just go to M as in mobile. .freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we've been talking about intellectual property throughout the bulk of the show tonight, but we do have other things in the show prep pile to talk about here, including Mark's story about the federal agents using donations apparently intended for the poor for massages. That's what I understood from what you said last night, but what I don't know is how federal agents got their hands on donations. Normally they just have money they've stolen from people, so I'm wondering about that. Mark will tell us more about it here in a few moments, and we are going to continue with your calls and thoughts with Liberty Phoenix on the line via Skype. Hello, Phoenix.
Hey, guys. I wanted to ask you guys a question in regards to roads. Who's going to build the solar roadway?
You're a little muffled there. I don't know if you're talking directly into your microphone.
Is that any better?
A little bit. Go ahead. So who's going to build solar roadways was the question?
Yeah. Have you guys heard of these?
I have not. Have either of you?
I have, yes.
Yeah, they've got these hexagonal solar plates that, and then half hexagons, that they then sort of stick together to make roads. And the idea is that, you know, they're more durable than a regular road, replaceable, because they're, you know, what, 3 square foot hexagons
something
or something
like that? Yeah, I think so.
You could be potentially power the car off the roadway like a trolley. You know, you know how trolleys work, Ian?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Sort of. It uses, induction charging, yeah.
Yeah, there's some electricity on some lines or whatever. You don't want to touch that. It's like the subway.
So any animal or human being that touches the road at any second just
Well, I think the microprocessors can shut them on and off.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how that works or whatever, but, you know, so this is the idea. And potentially no more power lines either, because if you've got the roadway out there, you know, just being solar energy all the time, it's running power through it. Essentially, the road is the power line, and so you'd get your electricity from the road rather than getting it from these power lines, which, by the way, it's going to cut out a lot of work in the area of, you know, linemen.
And it helps take care of the bug problem.
Well, and I've got to say, as a rural volunteer firefighter, I'm chasing trees constantly. These things fall over on power lines, and they start fires, and they do all kinds of stuff. Power lines are really old technology, and I don't like them much.
So just to clarify, these are solar panels that will be in a road?
They are the road.
It's a modular paving system of little solar panels that can withstand like a quarter of a million ton semis going over them. They've been tested. It's made out of glass, so they've had traction testing, and they're able to stop a vehicle going 80 miles an hour within like the required safety time and space.
Wow!
SolarRoadways.com.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks, Phoenix. I'm going to let you go. Your connection's not so hot tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. If you get a bad Skype connection, you can always call us back on the phones, 855-450-FREE. Normally, Skype works pretty well. So, solar roadways, I honestly don't know anything about these things. Would love to learn more, but what are the odds any government's going to pick this up? I mean, the government likes to do things the old way.
The governments like to spend money, too, and these That's have true. To be expensive. So, I don't know. It really comes down to who's got the connections. And also, there's some governments out there that tend to be very forward-thinking. Mm-hmm. For instance, Portland is big on bike paths. So there's huge deal about bike lanes over there, whereas the rest of us are still catching up to 10 years ago. I think this is quite possible. This is emerging technology that could take off, but maybe it'll just be driveways. I don't know.
Huh. Okay, so story over at SingularityHub.com about these things, published actually today, it looks like. Sometimes big ideas come from unexpected places. A proposal to power the entire United States with solar energy without wires or solar farms by using solar cells to pave roads and parking lots certainly is a big idea. It comes from an Idaho couple, Scott and Julie Brusso, and yet it's promising enough to have received funding from the U.S. Federal Highway Administration. The Brussos began simply by wanting to create a grid that would make electric vehicles, but quickly began to see other uses for the hexagonal paving squares. Their company, Solar Roadways, will see its FHA contract expire in July, and they're looking for another $1 million in funding on Indiegogo to manufacture the product commercially. Even when roads are congested and parking lots are full, there's still enough exposed pavement to produce energy. In the latest prototype, a tempered glass shell allows light to hit solar panels inside a hexagonal tire-sized panel, but withstands up to 250,000 pounds. The glass protects the panels and, beneath them, a circuit board. Multicolored LED lights allow transportation authorities to display various traffic lines or text. The glass is textured.
There you go. Just get Walmart to pay for them, and you run the thing over like a marquee.
Right. And another thing that they can do also that's particularly interesting is each individual panel can act as a sensor. So one of the things that I've seen on one of the Roadways website is a like if an animal is crossing the road, it's putting pressure on the road in advance. So, you know, it's detection of an obstacle in advance and can communicate that to a car.
Google driving car or something
Like
that.
Sure, or potentially even a regular car if the car has the technology equipped to be able to receive such a signal and be notified that, hey, there's an obstacle coming up.
Right, something's moving across the road. It could just, at the very least, just flash red where the whatever it is stepping. You know, a kid, an animal, a person, whatever.
The glass is textured with additional hexagonal bumps that provide more traction than asphalt. They also help the solar pick. Because that was going to be my question, is how well would glass work with it with tires?
Let's make this thing out of porcelain. You know, I don't understand old showers. What in the world are they thinking about? taking porcelain, running soapy water across it, and then having people bathe there. It's insane. No wonder this is the place where most people have accidents in the house.
Sure. So that's interesting. They're putting bumps on the glass to actually give it more traction than asphalt. They also help the solar pavers perform their core functions. These little hexagons have six sides, and they're angled at a 45-degree angle, so it becomes a prism. Therefore, no matter where the sun is in the sky, it bends that light down on the solar cells. And our LEDs are underneath those hexagons, so the LED lights emanate out six different directions, so you can't miss them, said Scott, an electrical engineer. Pretty fascinating sounding technology. I wonder how it would fare during the wintertime in New Hampshire, though. I mean, here you got snow all over the roads.
They've got snow tests on the site. It's one of the things that they talk about.
Really?
On their solar roadways.
As shown off in demonstration parking lot, a trough would run alongside the pavement, housing cables that send back the energy generated by the panels and any data. The empty demonstration lot, located in northern Idaho, manages to pump out 3,600 watts. Alongside the trough for wires is a separate trough that collects stormwater, a major source of water pollution, and purifies it and or transports it to a water treatment facility. This water technology appears to be very much in the idea phase, however. As for charging those EVs, that can be done through wireless induction or through a charging station at the side of the solar road. The Broussards have seen more and more uses for the solar roadways as they push forward after receiving their first funding in 2009. The tiles wouldn't just juice vehicles. They could supply the entire nation with electricity, even though the solar technology in the latest prototype is just 18% effective. These are, after all, 31,000 square, or there are, after all, 31,251 square miles of roads and sidewalks to work with. Is that all? It seems low. The panels would also make transportation authorities' jobs easier in a couple of ways. The LED lights would make repainting a thing of the past. And because the tiles are warm, they stay clear of snow and ice.
This is awesome.
No having to replace, no having to repaint. No, you're just replacing individual LED bulbs.
Well,
LEDs don't burn out for a long time.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
These things are supposed to last for 100,000 hours.
You probably pull this thing up and stick a new one down.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now think about the savings. When you're talking about one of those plow trucks, that's a $350,000 vehicle, plus a relatively skilled individual to drive it who's got a pension and works for a municipality, and whatever the salt costs, too. That's a big deal.
So fascinating stuff. There's a little bit more info here about it. We'll share that with you and also take your calls and thoughts at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. How far away are we from implementation of this technology? Probably a ways off, but it's exciting. It's Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their love life don't ask if.
They ask when.
So men, spark up your love life, get pleasure and intimacy back, and please your special lady with Epic Nights. Epic Nights is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient herbal ingredients and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Men, Epic Nights is a proven 100% natural product that works first time, every time,
even after consuming alcohol.
And you won't hear any of those cliche disclaimers. Man, because Epic Nights will not give you unwanted side effects, but Epic Nights will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Epic Nights is guaranteed as one of the most effective male enhancers on the web, or will refund your purchase 100%. Buy Epic Nights at buyepicnights.com, spelled buyepicnights.com, or call 1-877-330-1120, 877-330-1120. Epic Nights, one pill,
one Epic Night.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever you like. Just dial in here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show. Username there is lrn.fm. If you are a business owner, you get a point of sale, a cash register, somewhere where customers come to buy things, and you've been thinking about getting or accepting Bitcoin from your customers because odds are good. If you're not taking Bitcoin, you're leaving money on the table. In a lot of cases, businesses that have begun accepting Bitcoin have taken on new business. New customers have come through the door. So if you've been thinking about accepting Bitcoin, blockchain.com has the solution. They got a brand new merchant app. It is entering into competition in the marketplace where, you know, the other merchant apps, they've had problems. There have been issues with those other merchant apps. Blockchain.com is on the scene with no terms of service, no identification requirements. You just go to blockchain.com, you download the app from the Google Play Store, put it on your favorite Android device, your tablet, smartphone, and get started receiving Bitcoins from your customers. Zero fees with blockchain.com.
I'm looking right now from, never have been known how to pronounce this website. I'm going to go with imager.com.
Okay.
Imgur. I'm not sure what
we've
heard
both pronunciations before. Yeah.
And it's May 2013 versus May 2014, and sort of Bitcoin transactions on a globe, you know, in the Western world, doesn't really show the Eastern world too much. And I've been looking at these numbers, and we're talking about numbers that are anywhere from 10 times to 50 times what they were last year.
Oh, wow.
Transactions are tremendously different in Bitcoin, and it's just happening. Bitcoin prices have been inching upward over the last couple few days.
They're not inching anymore. It's at 531. What did we say, 500 a little while ago?
I don't know. It might have been 500 earlier today.
I know it was below 500 yesterday when I was looking.
Indeed.
So wait, is this the, hold on, just to clarify something here, Mark. You just posted, somebody posted something on our Facebook / Google Plus Twitter. It says Bitcoin adoption is really happening. But what I'm seeing here is a picture of CoinMap. These are not transactions. These are businesses that accept Bitcoin.
Oh, is that? Okay. Thank you for that, because I thought that that's what I was seeing here from CoinMap. So that's businesses that accept them?
That's correct.
Well, in fact, that's even more important than transactions, because businesses that accept Bitcoin is how it's gonna make a difference. Because what's revolutionary about Bitcoin is the ability to send and receive money for virtually no fee. For a very small, like pennies, you can send Bitcoins around the world. And that really, at this point, the pennies are just a tip. So you can avoid doing it if you want to do it. And the like, so suppose I send, I don't know, suppose I live here in the United States, but I've got some relatives in Mexico. I want to send them some money because I earn a lot more than they do, and I want to make their life better. Well, I'm looking at Mexico, and I'm seeing, well, at least in the Central America area, there looks like 45 businesses that are accepting bitcoins. Now, I don't, if that number goes continues to go up and up and upward, pretty soon you don't have to change your bitcoins in for pesos or drachma or whatever the heck you're trading them in for. You can just use them. Where it goes then from a money transfer system to a currency. And that's the trajectory I see for Bitcoin, and it's quite good as far as owning some of these units.
Yep, we'll keep our eyes on it over time here. So what? Just to come back round to what we were discussing in the last segment, there's a little bit more here from SingularityHub.com. This is about the solar panel brick road that apparently Solar Roadways is the company's name. You can go and check out more about them. SolarRoadways.com, I think it was.
Yeah.
Was their website. Again, the story from Singularity Hub. One of my concerns immediately, we're here in New Hampshire, and for a good 3 months out of the year, roads can be a little snowy here in New Hampshire. Now, you know, they'll salt them down, they'll clear them off. But I don't know if salt okay with glass? I mean, how is that going to work? They're right. Also saying here, though, in the story, that you don't even need to clear the roads because the tiles are warm. They will stay clear of snow and ice on their own.
That's going to have to be seriously warm in negative 20 degree weather.
You would think so,
right? It doesn't snow in negative 20 degree weather. It snows brown.
It doesn't?
No, it doesn't. Around down to 10 or so. After that, it's just, you know, it's just like the frickin' tundra. It doesn't snow anymore. You're just talking about little bits of ice that blow around and get in your eye. So what you really, the snow is generally not that warm. I don't think it's a problem at all. I think it'll take care of it relatively quickly.
It says
quickly.
Here they actually did an entire winter-long test in northern Idaho. And I imagine it gets pretty cold there in northern Idaho. So I would love to have more about the winter test, just because I'm curious about it. Mm-hmm. That really all we get is the one sentence here saying, well, they did a whole winter-long test and everything was fine.
One would assume that that was good. I mean, yes, Idaho gets plenty cold there. They can provide all the cold you need in Idaho. So, yeah, I think that's fine.
The circuit boards offer the biggest benefits. The pavers can communicate directly with road crews and potentially drivers. Again, for you, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about these hexagonal road pieces that are made of glass, and below that they have LEDs and circuitry, and they're essentially solar panels all connected together, meaning that the roads and parking lots that could be made from these things could actually power apparently a whole lot of stuff, and certainly could pay for the roads. The roads could pay for themselves. The circuit boards can communicate with the road crews and drivers. The tiles check in with transportation officials as part of their normal operation. So if one stops responding, road crews can be notified immediately and provided with the exact location of the trouble spot. The tiles are also equipped to communicate with vehicles, folding in nicely with the government's plans to link roads and vehicles together with internet communications. Another thing that we deal with up here in New England are what are called frost heaves. And for a while, you know, I was driving around New Hampshire and they had these road signs that say frost heave. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? Apparently,
it's a bit of a band.
Apparently, it's when the different temperatures, the road kind of moves a little bit as it freezes.
At different temperatures. It's so cold that the water deep within the ground expands so much.
It drives
the road up like a foot, 2 feet sometimes, you know.
And it creates some very uneven road surfaces, and it can be a huge pain. And essentially means that the roads here go to junk after, what, a couple years?
It really doesn't take long. It's amazing.
Well, it depends on how bad the winter is. Like, we had a brutal, bitter, cold winter this past winter, which is why the roads all look like garbage now.
So then this wouldn't prevent frost heaves, then. I thought the frost heaves had more to do with the kind of road that was layered over the ground.
I don't know, because if they're warm, right, and they're constantly applying heat, I mean, are they preventing the ground beneath them from getting cold?
That's a good point. Oh. That may very well be the case, Johnson. I think that you might be right. And this is the thing about road technology, is because the biggest argument for the state, and by the state I mean an organization that claims for itself a monopoly privilege on, you know, whatever it wants in a given geographic area. So, for instance, putting down roads. Without the government, who would build the road? roads. I mean, we've heard this over and over again to the point it's a joke with amongst liberty-oriented folks. We don't know who would build the roads, and we don't know how much better the roads would be. Here's what we do know. We know monopolies provide terrible customer service.
Yep.
We know that monopolies tend to not respond to public demand, and they tend to be awful when it comes into the area of innovation. So, yes, there are private companies that build the roads at the behest of municipalities, but the municipalities are the ones that are paying, and because they're paying, they still have the perverse incentives.
Well, right, and if those private companies are used to getting sweet deals from the government, then this new technology comes along that, let's just say, it solves the problem of frost heaves. I don't know if it does.
Yeah, maybe
it does.
Let's
just say it does. Let's just say you can use this stuff during the wintertime. You don't have to clear the roads. Well, there you go. You've now put all of the people who have been building these roads for years, they know they've got this deal where they're going to have to come back every 2 years to repave every single road surface across all of the winter states. That's big money for those companies. They're not going to want to adopt this new technology. They're going to want to keep things the status quo. We like things the way they are. Yeah, sure, it's inconvenient for drivers, but it's good money for the road builders. Why would they want to take on a new technology where they install these things once and then maybe every now and then have to come out and replace a malfunctioning panel? That, for a lot of these old school, old way business companies, is not going to be attractive. Now, how would that change? Well, you'd have to have a government being willing to try something new rather than just keep scratching the backs of the good old boys. And that's not very likely either. I don't want to sound like I'm shooting this idea down. I would really love to see this come to fruition.
Well, this is interesting because what we have here is social media pressure on organizations, municipalities, that, and governments above that size that aren't used to this kind of pressure. And the fact is that if this had occurred 10, 15, or 20 years ago, we would have never heard anything about it.
That's a good point.
Ian, these roads can also be the power delivery system. So, they could just constantly tax people on the delivery of the energy, which is also going to power their cars. So they don't need a gas tax anymore because the people are actually getting their fuel from the roads because they're getting their power from the roads. So, why not, they tax and charge them on that? The government might do that, too.
They very well might. So anyway, fascinating stuff. I'll put a link up to the story on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can take a look at it at your leisure. And we'll continue here with our number three coming up. Government agents apparently taking money intended for the poor, spending it on massages and other things. Mark will tell us about it on the way. Free Talk Live.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.